Pezza, right now you can get the latest Patreon episode of Hashtag Ask TDSC Fridays. It's available right now at patreon.com/greatcricketer. The last couple of weeks we've been doing some teasers over the previous Hall of Fame episode we released about 91 episodes ago. So these are heading deep into the archives.
Sorry to interrupt, but the latest episode I believe is called Worst Coat of All Time.
Yeah.
One thing that I missed from this conversation is that apparently, I don't know if you heard this, but like somewhere around 20 years ago or so, when you used to put the scores in the like the tabloid or broadsheet papers, you know, in size 6 font or typeface, somebody wrote in to the Sydney Morning Herald or called them and said that there'd been a some kind of like charity invitational match played between some team and a team whose acronym was COAT. And it was the Coat Invitational,
right?
And the names listed underneath were who that person felt were the biggest in the competition. Totally invented a game to list their coats. So anyway, look, right. I'm adding this in here in the teaser.
Yeah,
probably belonged in the main episode.
But
it only came up this morning.
It's all just communication,
indeed.
And, you know, we are taking a little break before the World Cup, so our main podcast will come back just before the World Cup for the T20 World Cup. So we're taking a little break from the main pod between there. Of course, the IPL shows roll on just about every day during the week. You can find that on YouTube. I'm also just really enjoying that the county championship's going on at the moment, mate. I saw some wonderful, wonderful highlights of Pujara padding up for a minute. Here's a full minute of Pujara padding up. Fantastic competition that is.
I kind of like it, to be honest. I like leaning into it.
Yeah.
There needs to be more cricket that stops pretending that it's cool.
It is. It's like deliberately the exact opposite of the IPL.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
A yin to the yang.
Yeah.
A yang to the yin. At the moment, just heading this time of year, like the overseas professionals have just landed on the shores of the UK, and like clubs are just figuring out, like, is this guy going to get us promoted?
Yep.
Is this guy going to give us some stories? Mm. Those are really your two options of an overseas professional, and like clubs are just figuring out, is he a good bloke? Do we like this Aussie? Mm. Do we like this South African? It's always Antipodeans.
This is where we're at in the Patreon show, like in the cycle of the Patreon show every week, where we can discuss the ins and outs, the dynamics of these relationships. Because like from a player's perspective, like we've had guys writing in saying like I was talking to a colleague of ours, won't name him, who played a lot in England, and said that he took it really seriously when he went over there until he figured out that his team wanted him as a professional just to drink.
That's the main purpose, they
wanted him to drink and to cavort with women.
Yeah.
And they could live vicariously through him and his body.
And we'll give you a dollar a run.
Exactly.
Whatever that
That's
means.
That's the sort of chat you can get on Patreon.
Dollar a chop. Anyway, so we discussed this. So what you're about to hear now is a conversation which is basically roundabout. Pez, you actually say this in this little clip here. You know, if you could play with your mates, you'd play forever. And it's a nice moment. It's basically just like who can fuck around the most in the cricket field. And that's what you're going to hear now when I forget the guys. I think it was the guy's name was Marcus who wrote in. Okay. And he posited the question that you're about to hear now. So if you want to join this and get this kind of stuff every single Friday, patreon.com/greatcricketer. Our Hall of Fame episode round two will be in a few weeks' time for episode 200. So that's all coming up. So if you feel like you're missing us, you can always find us somewhere and you can get this sort of stuff on Patreon. So enjoy this week's Patreon teaser.
all right, Marcus Bird.
Yeah.
Hashtag Ask TGC. But quick question here, as I've decided to play village cricket again this summer once lockdown is over. Don't even try and talk me out of it. I'm going to be great. Anyway, got my bag out. Pads are too small. Helmet is broken, but I'll bat in a cap. Gloves, I've only got one.
How the fuck does that happen? How have you only got one glove?
Don't talk him out of it. I've only got one. That is in vaguely good condition and it's a lovely jam, but it needs a bit of love, needs taping and a new grip. Fucking trails off. The worn grip that's on it is green and yellow because I like to imagine it strikes fear into the eyes of bowlers because it looks Australian. I got this grip ages ago when you were dominant. But now with you surrendering to your Indian overlords, I'm thinking maybe a light blue one or a red or white or combo to complement the aesthetic of the bat. Basically, my question is, which colour grip should I get? Cheers, Marcus.
Man, I don't know if you remember, but it would have been about a decade ago, maybe slightly more. Popular thing, you saw UK guys come out here in Australia and they had the grip was like, what's the name of the fucking
cross, the English cross, the
St. George's cross.
St. George's cross. Thank you. Like that was the pattern on the back.
Oh yeah.
I never saw an Australian with a green and gold grip. Never saw that. I fucking love the idea of a light blue one though, because you might as well get in early here if you're going to go for some like nationalist stuff.
The thing is, Marcus is talking about wanting to appear dominant, and when I think of light blue in international context, like I think about the late Alex Stewart era, England ODI gear.
He's not dead. late Alex Stewart.
Yeah, the late Alex Stewart. Yeah. He's died, by the way. No, like late Alex Stewart era, like England, like you know, 02, 03, Alan Mullally, like those guys getting absolutely pumped in
the
Monday series. Yeah. Which, with respect, is about as beta as it gets in international cricket, that England stuff. Like
Craig White.
Baggy jersey, baggy kit, getting pumped, just nothing built for one day cricket at all. Who was that? Mark Elam, like diving for balls over like three or four times. So if you're going to go for blue and you want currency, like it's got to be a darker blue. Like it's got to be like the Indian retro kit.
Dark blue.
Of course.
No, they're doing that for the T20 kit at the moment.
Right. That is a 92 throwback as well. That's 92.
That's a good kit.
That is a good kit. Yeah. That's a fusing of, you know, Kapil Dev, Manoj Prabhakar, and Virat Kohli.
I think the retro stuff is interesting because I fucking hate Australia's attempted retro ODI and T20 kit at the moment. It's disgusting. It's neither one thing or the other. It's like it's not the retro kit, and it's not like a futuristic look at the retro kit. It's just bad, really bad, in my opinion.
Yep.
Which is correct at all times.
And costs.
That's right.
I've told this before, and I've just got a problem with light blue grips because I literally bought a bat because I had a light blue grip because it matched my eyes once. I'm just being honest. That was the worst bat I ever got. Grey Nichols, not for me. And I wanted to, I was always curious about the Grey Nichols brand. Grey Nichols, like in Australia when I was playing, would have been a few. Like Grey Nichols was like, to me, it was like the Manchester United brand. Like that was proper bat branding. I was never part of it early on. I wanted Mark Waugh, Slazenger, or Steve Waugh to a lesser extent. And that's sort of where I played in terms of identity.
Yep.
Grey Nichols was very solid, very sensible.
Yep.
Always had sort of the most players, the biggest range of bats.
It
was the only time I joined Grey Nichols, and it just wasn't for me. The club wasn't for me. It wasn't right, not the right environment.
I was just like, just ponting, just straight from the top.
Yeah, Kookaburra. Yeah, that's fine.
Just fucking adore.
Do you know what I mean about Grey Nichols, though? Like, it kind of had a real, it had like a history to it, Grey Nichols. It felt like a longer serving one.
Still does. Less so, I reckon, ever since Alistair Cook retired.
Yeah. And lots of Indian brands are coming in, and now like you know, you've got New Balance and out of that. It's a weird for me now.
Yeah. And Kawaja's, what's Kawaja's bad? D? Fucking DSR or something. That's embarrassing. I don't know that.
Yeah. I just couldn't. The shape of it, it was wrong for me.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Dark blue, Marcus. I get another glove first, I reckon.
See, I reckon if you want to reveal like a hardness, I would go for I want something like a studded, like a dog collar, spikes.
What, for your grip?
Yeah.
What? What do you mean you want a dog collar? If your grip got fucking studs coming out of it, you can't. What? If your grip's black with silver studs coming out of it.
Yep.
We work hard and we play hard. Mate, you've done me with that.
What the fuck? Don't worry about colours, mate. Get some fucking spikes on your grip.
You've done me.
Come out to bat in a pair of Doc Martens.
What? Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. So you thought to yourself, how can Marcus look as hard as possible?
Yep.
Dog collar grip, Doc Martens.
Skinhead.
Now I can't. Yeah, skinhead. Yeah. Okay, just
romper stomper.
Yeah, romper stomper. Good stuff. Good stuff.
He's turned to village. Turned to a village game with one glove.
Mate, I often think, like, yeah, you know, the thing that stopped me playing cricket, like the, apart from the time, was like it would be so great to play, to design cricket exactly the way you'd want it and to play with the people that you want to play with. Like you could just choose your 11, 10 favourite people to play the game with. Yeah. I would play forever.
Yeah.
And the sorts of things you could do to both be good at the game and succeed as well as do funny things like that. Mm. If I turned up to a game and you turned up with a black grip and silver studs coming out of it.
It's leather.
Oh, man. Leather. Leather grip. Someone leaning you out onto the ground. You've got a dog collar around you. Walking you out on all fours. Dragging your bat. A very elongated BDSM dom situation. Take center from the umpire. Fucking edging you. Oh, fuck. Oh.
Fucking hell.
It's edging me, boys. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like a runner. Oh, God. Oh, they laugh too much, these boys.